Hey, Roy, my name is Will. You left a note on front of my house this morning saying that you had done some damage to my car. I just want to talk to you, see what's going on. My direct phone number is area code 30. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Hello.
This is Will.
Hello, Will. It's Roy. I left a note on your about your car.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Oh, not too bad.
What car were you referring to?
I don't know. It was kind of... I don't know. I forget, actually. I know it was the car I left it on, though. It was, like, on the roof. The roof kind of caved in a little bit because I was standing on top of it.
The roof? Why were you standing on top of the car?
I was standing on top of it while I talked to some people.
Okay.
And, my weight just kind of caved it in a bit.
Was it a four-door car, an SUV or something, do you recall?
It was a smaller car. I don't think it was an SUV, because I wouldn't be able to climb on the roof of an SUV, I don't think.
Right. Okay, but and you left a note on the car?
I thought I did, didn't I? It was a crazy night, morning, I guess. I don't really recall.
I have an SUV, and the note was not found on my car, but rather...
On the house.
Did you put it there?
It's possible. On the front door.
On my
right?
entry gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, on my entry gate.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
But I have an SUV.
Maybe it was... Is it a smaller SUV?
It's a white SUV, a RAV4.
Yeah, it was definitely light-colored. Yeah, I guess it was an SUV, but the roof couldn't hold my weight. I mean, I weigh 250. So it just...
What were you doing up there? I'm trying to understand.
I was giving an inspirational speech to a crowd of people.
Okay. When? Middle of the night?
Oh, it was very early in the morning. It wasn't even light out yet.
And I'm going to the car right now. Take a look at it.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about this. I don't know. I didn't expect the roof to cave in like that. It may have popped back out, you know? Like, maybe...
Right.
Maybe it just popped back up. So everything's fine, then.
I mean, yeah, I don't see anything, man.
Oh, well, that's great, then.
I'm standing on the roof right now. I mean, I'm standing on the roof, I think.
And you're standing on the roof? I mean, you got to be careful.
Not standing on the roof. I mean, I climbed on the tire to look clear shot of the roof.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, okay. Because, it caves in really easily, I've noticed.
I'm sure it would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't stand on my car, bro. What's going on?
Well, I needed to talk to these people. I was giving a speech.
In front of my house.
Yeah.
On Victory Boulevard.
Yeah, maybe 5 or 6 a.m. I don't know. It's still dark out.
What were they doing? Climbing the hill?
Oh, no. It's hard to explain. But, you know, I just needed to give an inspirational speech. And I had to stand on your car.
How many people were you talking to?
Oh, there was I'd say 20 or 30 people, probably.
And why didn't you stand on your car?
I don't have a car.
Were these athletes? I'm so confused.
Athletes?
I mean, I've seen groups of people climbing up. I mean...
They climbed the hill?
Where did you do this?
It was right out in front. Like, you know, the car was just parked out in front. I was standing on top of it.
Victory Boulevard? Is that what you're talking about?
Right on Victory. Yeah, it's definitely... I'm sure I have the right car, because I you know, I wouldn't leave the note on someone else's house.
Right.
Yeah. I won't stand on your car again. I didn't think you'd mind, but then I didn't expect the car to cave in like
right.
that.
Okay. Do you do this often in front of my house?
Oh, no. It's just wherever I'm needed. You know, and it just happened to be there.
Okay. I think you're fine.
Okay, thank God. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, just let me know if there's any damage. Just give me a call back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. Okay.
You talking to me?
Yeah, hang up the fucking phone. We're done.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
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 I'll make you thanks.
stupid.
Cactus.
Get off the phone.
Cactus.
This cocksucker.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
I think this call is a hoe.
Cactus.
You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You're blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
Get off this fucking phone. Leave me alone.
Hey everybody, I'm Roy, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for September 23rd, 2016. And the sponsor of today's show is Stan Trucker. Thanks, Stan Trucker, for being a supporter of the show and helping the show be less crappy than it would be otherwise. If you'd like to help out the show, just go to phonelosers.org/cactus and sign up for a monthly donation thingy, unless you just prefer the stupid old Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. Before we get started with today's show, I just need to mention something that several people have emailed me about. I've had a few people yell at me now and tell me how dumb I am that I don't know how MMSs work on Google Voice. Apparently you can view MMSs now with Google Voice. But for some reason, it doesn't happen at google.com/voice like you'd think it would. It happens on Gmail. So I have to go to my Gmail account for that Google Voice account, and the MMSs show up in there, in the inbox. It's kind of weird, really. Why wouldn't they just put it in the same place that you listen to your voicemails? What the hell, Google? And unfortunately, I was incorrect about that lady flipping me off on the last show. When I checked my email box, she'd sent me over 100 pictures, and they were all blank. And I think she was just covering the lens. Most of them were black, but some of them were kind of a reddish tint, which makes me think maybe she was putting her finger over the lens. I bet you it was the middle finger, though. I bet you I was right. Maybe she was flipping me off. Just not how I thought. And then one of the very first pictures she sent me was a Google map, and it had a dot on Woonsocket, Rhode Island, which is where my phone number is located, the 401 number. And holy crap, that was really scary to get that text message. I was like, oh crap, she figured out where the 401 area code is. What do I do? Guess what, you guys? We only have a week of Ding Timber left. Basically, you can stop leaving notes, because I am so far behind in the voicemails. There are a few I haven't even gotten to yet. And I'm trying to, I try to call them and they don't pick up, and I just keep trying day after day, and they just never pick up. I don't really know what to do when they don't pick up, but I want to keep trying them. I don't want to have a bunch of leftovers this year, like I did last year. So send as many car ding numbers as you want, but I think it's basically taken care of. I just need to go back through all the ones that haven't answered now and try to get them to pick up. Maybe I'll start spoofing my caller ID so I appear local to them. But anyway, next week is the very last week of Ding Timber. So once again, we've almost made it through Ding Timber. I had a lot more fun with it this year than I did last year. I don't know what my problem was last year. I just didn't seem to really enjoy Ding Timber. But this year, it's been pretty awesome. And that's all thanks to people like you leaving notes on cars and submitting ideas for me to say to the people who call into me. If you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, we call September Ding Timber. It's a very creative name. And is what listeners do is they go around and they leave notes on cars, and the notes say, "Sorry, I dinged your car. Please give me a call back," so we can discuss insurance or whatever else. My phone number is 401-526-3769. Sign the note as Roy, and I pick up the calls when people call in, or I call them back if they leave a voicemail. But remember, there's only 1 week of Ding Timber left, so don't do notes after September. Only do them during the month of September until next year. So that's what we're doing today, and wow, it looks like a call just happens to be coming in right now. Let's pick it up. Hello?
Hello, is this Roy?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
You left a note on my car that dang at the Hollywood Market.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
You put a ding in my car.
Yeah, did you see it by chance?
I don't. Where was the ding at?
Kind of right in the middle of the whole thing. You know, like I wear a lot of like metal studs in my jacket and my pants and everything. I'm a motorcycle rider.
Yeah.
And I thought your car was a ghost car, and I tried to walk through it, and I just smashed right into it on the driver's side. I didn't think it was really there.
So you think you made a ding on the driver's side?
Yeah, like right in the middle of the door. I was trying to walk through your car. Because I didn't think your car was really there. I thought it was a ghost car. It looked transparent to me. translucent or something, and it was kind of glowing.
My car was?
Yeah, it was glowing, kind of like a ghostly glow. I'm just like, wow, a ghost car. I could walk right through it. But it turns out it wasn't a ghost car. I think it was just the drugs. I was just hallucinating.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't see a ding in my car.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. I was afraid that maybe I'd scratched up your car trying to walk through it. Have you ever had
no,
a problem
with...
Have you ever had a problem with your car, like, fading in and out of existence?
No.
Because I think it was a ghost car at first, but maybe by the time I reached it, it turned back into a normal car.
Okay, I guess. Were you on your motorcycle?
No, I was just walking through the parking lot.
Oh, you were just walking through the parking lot and you run into my car?
Yeah, I just walked right into the side of your car. But I was afraid, like, maybe my belt buckle had scratched it or something like that.
Okay, because right on the driver's door there was a little spot, but it wasn't much, so...
I see.
I don't think it was that much, that little bit of... If that was even when it happened, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
right by where the key goes into the door or something.
Oh, yeah. But, I don't know if that was me or not. I was kind of a little bit out of it because I ran right into your car. I think I may have gotten a slight concussion, but I'm okay. I didn't go to the hospital or anything. I think everything's fine.
Okay, yeah, because it was not that late at night. It was only around... About 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, I think.
That sounds about right. And you know, when I smashed right into your car, and my face just went up against your window, like really comically, like they do in the movies. I'm short, by the way.
Okay.
And yeah, so I don't know. I'm glad your car is okay.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
I hope it doesn't turn into a ghost car while you're driving it, and you just like fall out of it. That would suck.
No, and I seen the note. Are you from around here? Because it was 401.
Oh yeah,
area code.
I got a 401 area code to throw off the IRS.
Oh, where's that at?
401. That's Rhode Island. I figured I'd pick a state that probably no one even lives in.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, as long as you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm glad your car's okay.
Okay. And talk to you later.
Yeah, just keep an eye out on it, you know, make sure it doesn't turn into a ghost car before you get into it or anything again.
Oh, it won't.
Yeah, well, you never know. Just be careful out there.
Okay.
All right, well, have a nice day.
Yeah, you too.
All right,
bye now.
Bye. What a nice old lady. My caller ID says her name is Ruth, and let's see if she left any messages. Yep, here's one from 16 hours ago.
Hi, I'm calling. There was a note on my car that you dinged my car. I was just calling you about it. I can call you back in the next half hour. Thank you.
Okay, and then she did not call back in the next half hour. My call logs would show it if she'd called back in the next half hour and I missed the call. But nope, she's a big old liar. And then it looks like there's another message that's pretty much identical to the first. So, okay, yeah, let me delete all of her messages. We'll get on to the next one. The ghost car idea was from someone named Totep. He submitted the idea on phonelosers.org. In the comments on the website, that's the best place to submit ideas, by the way.
Yes, this is Sergeant Wayne, Police Department. You can give me a call back at 943. Thank you.
All right, it's the police in Ohio. If you've been leaving notes in Ohio, you're in trouble. Hey there, this is Roy. You called me yesterday and said to give you a call back.
I'm trying to get a hold of you in reference to a car that you had hit.
Oh, yeah, I didn't actually hit a car. That's just a prank. We just put notes on cars, and when they call, we act all crazy at them. It's just a prank. We never hurt the cars.
Just a joke.
Well, she's senator's new dent on it that wasn't there before.
Yeah, she's probably just trying to commit insurance fraud is all. We run across that a lot.
Okay, are you like here in the area? Or?
No, I live in Rhode Island.
Yep, are you in Rhode Island now?
Correct, yes. I've never actually even been to Ohio. It's a friend of mine. He leaves the notes, and then they call me. He's just being a jerk. It's my friend Chad. He's just always leaving notes on cars, and yeah.
He live here around?
I think so. I don't know. He kind of went missing in action a few years ago. I don't know what he's up to these days. But he's not the
What's
type.
His full name?
He wouldn't actually hit cars, though.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, I've got someone. I got a. Talk to, I mean, I have to talk to whoever's involved in it and get to the bottom of it. What's his last name?
Oh, I don't know. I just call him Chad. He's my ex-dealer, but I haven't talked to him in years. But it's definitely
Rhode Island now.
Yeah, but it's definitely he definitely didn't do anything to her car. He would have just put a note on the windshield and left. He doesn't even drive, actually.
You don't know what Chad's name is. He's a friend of yours. You don't know his name.
Well, I know his name. It's Chad.
Oh, what's his last name?
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
Okay, well, I'll probably be back in touch with you.
Okay, I wish I could help more. I really do. But it's a prank. He's been doing this for years. He just likes to make people call me just to irritate me.
Okay. All right, well, if I need anything else, I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
All right.
There you go. There's a call to the police. I don't generally publish the calls that I make to the police, but that's more or less what happens in every single one. I just let them know that I'm an out-of-state person, and people are just leaving the notes on the cars as a prank, and that the person making the claims is trying to cheat the insurance companies. Sometimes I'll tell them that it's a friend of mine, and sometimes I'll just tell them the truth. I'll just be like, yeah, I just do a show on the internet. And people from all over the country, they leave notes on cars. And the main reason I return the calls back to the police is because I want to get their opinions, if what I'm doing is anything to worry about, legally. And so far, none of the cops have really said anything that makes me worry about this whole thing. Most of them are just like, well, you know, that's really immature, can you please cut it out? I'm like, okay, I'll tell them to quit. And that's the end of it.
Hi, Roy, my name's Christina, and I was calling on behalf of Dr. Khan, the man that you scraped the car. If you could please give him a call back on his personal cell phone number at 248. Thank you.
I have my doubts about reaching this guy. He sounds like a very busy man. Let's give it a try anyway.
Hello?
Hello, is this Dr. Khan?
Yes.
Hi, I received a call that I was supposed to call you back about a car ding, a note I left.
Yeah, I found your note.
Oh, okay. Hey, sorry about that.
Yeah. So, you have to pay for the repair.
Yeah, was it a lot of damage? Because I was developing a new technique for my Zumba class. And, I'm a sensei over at the dojo. And I was punching all of your car doors and your windows really hard. Like, really, really fast and really hard.
Yeah.
I was punching them with my fists.
Why are you punching the doors?
I'm developing this new technique for my Zumba class over at the gym.
Yeah.
And I was punching your car. I was punching all your doors and your windows.
And, why are you doing it?
It's a new technique for working out and learning how to fight.
Yeah.
And for
you can do it on your own car, not on my car.
I know, but pretty soon I'm going to bring entire classes of people from my class. I'm going to bring them all to your car, and we're all going to punch it at the same time. We're going to practice.
I know, but you have to pay for the damage.
Yeah, well, was there damage? I didn't think I'd damaged it that badly.
I mean, it's not badly, but it will be like $300 to $400 at least.
Oh, that's a lot. Because, I don't know, I didn't even kick it. I mean, just wait till I start developing this new technique to kick things. I'm gonna kick your car a whole bunch. Or you know, just whatever car I happen across.
Yeah. But you are responsible for the damage.
Okay, well, if I bring an entire class of people and we all punch your car and kick your car a bunch...
Okay.
Is that going to be my responsibility, or will I think that'll be their responsibility?
I don't know about all that, you know, but you were the one who damaged my car, so it is nice of you to compensate. That's all, you know. I'm not into any all this your technique and all that, you know, okay?
Yeah, for Zumba. Zumba class. Have you ever taken Zumba?
No.
Oh, you should try Zumba.
I'm not into that.
Oh, you should get into it. We could punch your car together. We could beat the crap out of your car.
Yeah, I'm serious, you know. You damaged my car. Whatever technique you use, it is your responsibility.
Yeah, and, but...
You should pay for the damage.
Yeah, but this is like you're a part of the creative process with my new technique.
Forget about technique, you know, okay?
Yeah, what about process?
I'm sorry?
What about process? Can we talk about process?
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, you know, just the way that I was kicking and beating up your car and your windows and your doors.
Don't go around. You know, I'm not interested in all your technique and all that.
Okay.
You should be responsible if you damage somebody's car.
I put a video on YouTube of me punching your car a whole bunch, really, really fast and hard. It's on YouTube, and I think it's going to go viral. It's got over 800 hits already, 800 views.
Listen to me. I'm not into all that. You know, I don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, but
my time.
If it goes viral, your car is going to be famous. It's going to be on the internet.
No, I'm not interested in all that. You know, if you drink, you have to be responsible. Okay.
Yeah.
For the other property.
That's a good philosophy. Yeah.
If you hit any car, you should pay for it.
Yeah, that's true. But I didn't hit it with my car. I hit it with my fists. My fists of fury.
Doesn't matter. You admitted damaging my car.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is I don't have insurance. I don't even drive a car. I was just punching your car with my fists.
No, but you have to pay. Then you have to pay, you know, one way or the other. You know?
I was like, whoosh. What if instead of paying, you could come and take one of my Zumba classes, and I won't charge you for the Zumba class?
I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, but it's free Zumba class. You get in shape. You won't be fat anymore.
Yeah. No, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
I have no time for all this extra talk. You should be responsible for the damage you caused to my car, okay?
Okay. No, I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be responsible. I'm offering you a free Zumba class for an entire year.
I'm not interested.
Well, you're not working with me.
No.
We got to figure something out.
Okay, you can go around and around, whatever you want to do, but you damaged my car, okay?
We're going to start
to pay for it.
We're going to start this new class where my entire class comes out with me, like 20 people. We're just going to go around and kick and punch cars.
I've heard it before, you know. Don't keep repeating. And I call the restaurant about you, and they will be watching you. Okay.
Oh no, I don't like when people look at me.
Yes, they will be watching you.
Oh, I don't like that. They're going to give me snake eyes.
I think you go there to drink or something. You know, they'll keep an eye on you.
We're going to stay away from the restaurant. Then we're gonna go punch and kick cars in other places.
Anyway, thank
you for the warning. Oh, what's happening?
I'm done.
Okay. Apparently he's done. Well, that was an idea by Guy Manderson. Thanks, Guy Manderson. I don't know what Zumba means. I mean, I've heard of Zumba classes. Is that a kicking and punching type of exercise?
Hi, Roy. This is Phil here. Small security. I've made a call back here. I'm trying to find this dean in this car that you're talking about. I haven't seen it anywhere. Can you give me a call back, please? My name is Phil. Small security. Thank you. Hi.
Oh. And then guess what? He left his phone off the hook for the next minute and 5 seconds. Let's hear what he has to say.
I was going to get that way too.
I can't really understand him. All I understood was that he called me back. Now he's walking around. I think I'm listening to a mall security guard just kind of do his rounds. Okay, let me tell you guys what happened here. So yesterday, I was at my local mall. Me and Sunshine were there. We were kind of cased in the joint, just preparing for some crimes that we plan to commit in a few weeks. Wait, let me back up. Okay, I think it was somebody on the PLA group on Facebook, maybe, or someone somewhere, I don't know, in comments somewhere. Someone told me that they left a carding note on the car inside of their mall. And I thought that sounded hilarious. You know how they park cars out in the middle of the mall to try and get you to buy a car or win a car in a contest or whatever. I thought that sounded amazing, but I never got a picture. Or maybe I did. I'm behind in my email, as usual. I guess I should go check that. But they said they were going to send me a picture of them putting a carding note on a car in a mall. I got impatient. I just happened to be at the mall the other day, and there just happened to be a car in the mall. So I whipped out my composition book that I carry around with me everywhere, of course, and wrote a note that said, "Hey, sorry I dinged your car. Please give me a call back." Gave him the phone number, signed it Roy. And basically I did it just so I could take the picture. You know, we took a bunch of pictures, and I guess this episode would be a good episode to use that as the show art. So if you want to see that picture, just go to phonelosers.org and look at the show notes for this episode. But when I was done, instead of taking the note off of the car, I'm just like, yeah, we'll just leave it. It'll be funny. They'll find it. It'll confuse them. This was me and Sunshine at the mall yesterday, I think it was, and we waved at the security cameras as we walked away from the car, because we just assumed they were probably watching us put a note on a car and snap a bunch of pictures. But I guess I should call up this security guard and smooth things over before he turns it into the police. The local police, by the way, this is local to me. I'm breaking a rule. I didn't even consider that they would actually call me about this.
Mall security.
Oh, hey, is this Phil?
This is Phil.
Hey, Phil, it's Roy. I left a note on a car in your mall there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. I thought I smelled a chicken burrito in the car, and I was investigating, and I dinged the car while investigating.
Oh, where'd you ding it at?
No, I'm actually just kidding. We didn't ding the car. We just wrote the note.
That's what I thought. So I looked at that car about 5 times.
Yeah. I'm really sorry about that. We weren't trying to cause trouble. We just, it just seemed funny at the time. To ding.
All right, not a problem. You know, I'm glad you called, though.
Yeah, no problem at all. Sorry to
all right, man.
Make you work and stuff.
Yeah, take care.
You too. Have a nice day. Bye! Okay, I think I smoothed things over with mall security. I'm not going to have mall security show up at my front door demanding an explanation.
Hi, Roy. I have a note on my windshield from you. I guess you dinged my truck or my car. So give me a call back. My name's Julian. 360. Thanks.
All right, let's call up Julian. This one is from the 360. I've been getting quite a few calls from that area over the past week or so.
Hello?
Hi, is Julian there?
He is not. Can I take a message?
Balls. Do you know when he'll be back?
Well, he's speaking with a client right now. I mean, he's around, but...
Oh.
I don't know, maybe 10, 15 minutes?
Okay, all right. Well, I left a note on his car about accidentally dinging it. I was just returning,
returning
his call.
So, we're not even sure that you dinged our car.
Well, I accidentally dinged the gas tank with a glass jar because I was pouring a jar of Ticks into the gas tank. And as I was... I had the jar there. It was kind of heavy, and I scraped up the inside of the gas tank door while I was pouring Ticks in there.
Huh?
I was pouring Ticks. You know the little bugs? Ticks?
In our gas tank?
Yeah, that's the only way to kill them for sure. You put them inside of a gas tank of gas, and that'll completely just kill them all. It'll make them suffocate or whatever, I think.
Oh, but I don't even know how you would have dinged our car, though, because it was parked... I mean, where was it?
It was parked somewhere. It's just... I wasn't even driving. I was just walking by and I had the jar of ticks. So I didn't hit it with my car. I just accidentally scraped the gas tank door with my jar of ticks.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Why were you pouring ticks in our gas tank, though?
Oh, because if you pour them into a tank of gas, that'll kill them all. It's a surefire
but
way
we
to...
We use diesel.
Well, yeah, but either way, you know, they can't survive in a big tank of gas or diesel.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, it kills them. It's a good way to kill ticks.
Well, hang on just a second.
It was like a full jar of ticks. It was like, I think, 130 ounces of ticks.
Where'd they come from?
Just various dogs and science experiments in the forest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, hang on just a second, because
okay.
I'm sure he probably will want to talk to you. So, let me pull him aside, if I can,
yeah.
So I can get his attention.
Tell that client to get lost.
No, I need him. I need him around.
I see.
He makes me money.
Okay, fine.
Dorian, hang on just a second.
Okay.
I got him.
Hi, it's Julian.
Oh, hey, Julian. I was telling your secretary that I accidentally scraped up the inside of the gas tank door because I was pouring a jar of ticks into your gas tank.
And you're pouring a jar of ticks into my gas tank?
Yeah, to kill them. It kills them if you put ticks into a container of gas. It kills them like instantly, even if it's diesel.
Ticks.
Yeah, ticks. You know, like
the
little bugs, like fleas and ticks.
So you put ticks in my fuel?
Yeah, over 200 ounces of ticks. I think they'll just dissolve in there, though. It's nothing to worry about. But, like, as my jar was really heavy, the jar full of ticks, and it just kind of scraped up the inside of your gas tank. And I know it's not a big deal because it's the inside. I mean the door, you know, the door for the gas tank. But I just, if you want my insurance for that, I can give that to you.
All right. Where do you live, man?
Like what house or?
Well, not what house. I mean, what town?
Oh, I live in Vancouver, Washington.
And so, where did this take place?
I don't remember. I was walking across town with the ticks, so I
across town. Across which town?
Vancouver.
Vancouver.
I guess. Yeah. I think it was Vancouver. I got a ride
You're
for
funny,
part of it.
Man.
What are you talking about?
You're really funny. Come on.
Come on.
We haven't been in Vancouver. We haven't been in Vancouver for weeks.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Not Vancouver. The other one. The other one that you were in.
The other one. Oh,
yeah.
The other one.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, could you?
You need me to remind you?
Yeah, you know, I was really high that day, so if you could.
Yeah, you were. You were probably holding the ticks too closely. I know that when you hold the ticks too closely, especially with
that many of them. Oh, come on. Don't try to be funny.
With that many, I think maybe that's probably what got you high, was having that many with you.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Okay.
Yeah.
That could be it.
I did that to myself one time, but normally if you...
Okay, this is getting boring.
In the tank.
It's getting boring. Stop it. Stop telling
You'll
stories.
You'll be able to dissolve
Quit it.
You will. You can dissolve it by drinking the diesel after pouring the ticks into the tank. You drink it one or two sips, and that helps to get
All right.
the ticks out of your own system.
That's a great idea. Thanks so much for that advice.
So, try that out next time.
I think you need to get back to your client.
I do. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
It's no problem at all. I'm glad I could help.
Okay, good luck.
Have a nice day.
All right, bye-bye.
Give your client hugs from me. Well, at least his girlfriend was pretty confused, and I guess he was at first.
Hey, is this the asshole that bumped into my car, nicked my car, the car that's parked in their section, in the middle of the section? So if you don't know how to learn how to, like, back up or even write correctly like an adult, you shouldn't be driving, period. And I need your insurance information.
Jeez.
Call me back.
That's one from Chicago, and I wish she would have read the note to me, because it sounds like somebody left a mean note to her.
Hello?
Hey, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah, Roy.
Hey.
How are you?
Pretty good.
That was a nice note, by the way.
Oh, thanks. What did it say? I don't know. I was kind of drunk at the time.
You said, I'm a motherfucker, I'm a cocksucker, and all that.
Oh, well, yeah,
you're the one that hit my car, so that made no sense to me.
That was the alcohol talking. I'm so sorry about that. I didn't mean to write that.
Okay. I tell you what, I'm on my way to work. Roy, can I give you a call back?
I guess so. How come it's a male answering? A female left the message.
Yeah, the female. That's my girlfriend.
Is this a scam?
She actually left that note for her.
Are you sure this isn't a scam of some sort?
A scam? You're the one that left us your number.
I don't know. You're telling me it's your girlfriend, and it's obvious that you're gay.
I'm gay.
I can just tell. I have gaydar, because I'm gay, too. I know you're gay.
No, I'm not gay, Roy. No, I'm not
gay. So I know you don't have a girlfriend. So what's the story here? What are you guys trying
to
pull?
Talk to this guy.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry about your car.
I mean, it's fine, but that note was, like, unnecessary.
Yeah, I was telling that your gay BFF that it was the alcohol talking. It wasn't me. I was just really drunk at the time.
My gay BFF?
The guy I was just talking to?
That's my boyfriend, and he's definitely not gay.
Okay.
It's kind of rude to say.
I don't know. It just seems very suspicious that you're trying to pass off some gay man as your boyfriend. Seems kind of
how
sketchy.
Am I passing that off?
I don't know. I don't know why you're doing it.
What are you talking about? You left me the note.
Okay, but it look, none of this matters. I don't know why you're bringing up this
you
whole
know, in between
fake boyfriend
the two
thing.
Lanes, how the heck did you hit a parked car? I get it. It's an accident.
Yeah.
Like, totally rude to call my boyfriend gay. And then to leave such a nasty note, and then talking to me in this way.
Sounds like you're just in denial. But see, what happened is my friend Chad, I have one of those backup cameras on my dashboard so I can see behind me. And
then you still hit my car. That makes no sense.
Well, I'm trying to explain it to you, stupid. So he hacked
Excuse me?
He hacked
why don't you just leave me your insurance information?
Well, I'm trying to tell you my story.
That's all I need.
I'm trying to tell you my story.
No, not the way you're talking to me. I don't need to hear your story.
Okay, well, no,
Because you're being a major asshole.
Oh, listen to the gay person call me a faggot. That's just great.
I mean, usually the person that accuses another person to be gay is usually the gay.
No, I told him that I was gay. I have gaydar. I can sense other gay people.
But the thing is, you know, your voice sounds like a totally different person.
So your
voicemail
hey,
that
shh.
So
your insult,
like older man,
your attempted like insult didn't work, did it? I actually am gay. Ha ha.
Well, that's great for you.
Okay.
That's great.
All right. Well, you can't use that as an insult anymore.
No, he's just being such an asshole. It's so rude. Like, it's very unnecessary.
Roy. You can talk this way over the phone, but you should do this in person.
I did do it in person. Didn't you read the note?
Boy, you're a douchebag. We'll come after you, dude.
I know.
We have your number already.
Don't come after me. I was just joking.
I don't want any trouble.
Please no. Not that. Okay, I got a call coming in. It's from the 719 area code. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I got a note on my car.
Oh.
To call this number.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I left that note. I'm so sorry about your car. I was pouring a jar of ticks into your gas tank to kill the ticks, you know? And the jar, it kind of scraped up around the gas tank. It left a mark, and I'm so sorry about that.
And you were pouring what into my car?
Ticks. You know the little bugs, like fleas and ticks?
Right. Why were you doing that?
Well, if you pour ticks into a container of gasoline, that'll kill them. That's just the best way to kill them. And I had approximately 200 ounces of ticks. So I poured those all into your gas tank. Some of them got away, but I got most of them.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious. I work over at the university, and it was an experiment they were doing. They had all these ticks left over.
And where did you hit my car at?
Kind of, you know, the gas tank door that opens to put gas in? Kind of right around there. The jar was really heavy. It was a glass jar, and there's 200 ounces of ticks in there.
Okay, I don't believe you, but whatever.
Why would I make this up? It doesn't make sense.
Right, it doesn't make sense that you're putting ticks into my car.
Well, that's how you kill them. If you dump ticks into a container of gasoline, it kills them instantly.
Right, but why are you doing that to my car?
Because there's a tank of gasoline. You know, it doesn't hurt the car. They just dissolve in there. Actually, they probably give you better gas mileage when you think about it. So, really, you should be paying me.
Right. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Well, are we good then? Like, do you need my insurance information or anything? Oh, and I guess that's a no. That's Totep's idea again. He's the one that told me to say that I was pouring ticks into their gas tank. Thanks for the idea, Totep.
Roy, how you doing? I'm sorry about to call you at this time. Actually, just left work. I drive the Dash Ram, the one you hit earlier. I just seen your note on the door. Thank you for
the way he said Dodge Ram in that message. It says diaphragm in the Google Translate thingy.
We didn't even know.
Teehee.
Again, I'm sorry to call you at this time, and I will get a hold of you tomorrow. Or call me whenever you have time tomorrow.
Oh, I'll call you.
Thank you. My name is Rami. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is this Roy?
Robin?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, yeah, it's Roy. I left a note on your car. I was just returning your call.
Yeah, Roy. I seen your note. How did that happen? I was wondering how did that happen.
Oh, I was showing my girlfriend how to wash a car with your boobs, and my nipple ring. I didn't realize it was scratching the car on the hood, kind of in a circular motion.
Yeah.
And I was practicing on your car, and my nipple ring just kind of scratched up your hood a whole bunch.
Yeah?
Yep.
Do they have to take any further action?
I don't know. Did it look that bad on your hood?
No, I was wondering who left the note.
Yeah, I left the note. It was me.
Okay, so what do you think I should do?
I don't know. Was there damage on your hood from my nipple ring?
No, I couldn't find any damage on the hood.
Oh, okay. Because we were washing your car. I was showing my girlfriend how to wash your car with your boobs. And I have a nipple ring, and it was scratching up your hood, I think. But maybe it was just the way the sun was hitting it. Maybe it's fine.
Okay. So, who left the note on my car?
I did.
Do I know you?
No, I don't know you at all. I was just practicing washing a car with my boobs on your car.
No, for real. Who left the note? What's going on? I mean, I looked all over the car. I couldn't find anything. So, who left the note?
I left the note. Why don't you think I left the note? Who else would leave the note?
Huh?
Who else would leave the note? What do you mean, who left the note? It was me.
All right. Just keep the joking on the side. Who left the note? Who left the note? How did that happen?
Okay.
Did somebody leave the note? Is anybody playing a prank on you or anything?
Prank on me?
That's why I called, to be honest.
No, I left the note. Why do you think I didn't leave the note?
Because I couldn't find any damage on my car, to be honest.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, it was definitely me. I was showing my girlfriend how to wash a car with your boobs. And my nipple ring, it scratched up the hood. And I just didn't realize that. I didn't think of that. I haven't had a nipple ring for very long.
All right, so I guess you're good, okay?
Okay, all right, great. I'm glad to hear it.
All right, cool.
Okay, bye. Bye. All right, okay. He didn't even say bye. That was a very strange one. It looks like that message he left was 39 hours ago, and then he tried to call me again 26 hours ago, and then again 24 hours ago, and then 21 hours ago, 18 hours ago. Looks like he slept for a little while, and then he tried to call 2 hours ago. So holy shit, he called me a lot. He seems like a very needy person. And that was yet another Totep idea about showing my girlfriend how to wash a car with your boobs. Thanks, Totep. I think I'm going to skim past Totep's ideas and try some other people's ideas. There's a bunch of people here in between Totep and Ben.
Hey, Roy, this is Mariana. You left a note on my car at Whole Foods in Troy, and it said, sorry I dinged your car. Let me tell you, I appreciate the fact that you did that, and it restores my faith in humanity.
Aww, that's great.
I walked around the car.
Well, look what good we're doing for people, you guys. Our collective efforts here are helping restore faith in humanity. That's so amazing.
And I couldn't find anything worth, you know, complaining about. And if you didn't dent it, I'm not really worried about it. But give me a call back and let me know exactly what you were worried about. I can be reached at 248. Sometime tomorrow would be cool. Again, right. I appreciate your honesty. Thank you very much. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
All right, let's reclaim that faith in humanity that we gave her. We're going to take it back with an idea here from Mont Sandwich.
Can I help you?
Hey, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes, how are you?
Not too bad.
Well, good. You know, I couldn't find any damage. I mean, I don't know where you dung me, but
Yeah, it was on the back of the car. I was driving a truck past your car.
Yeah.
And it was a truck full of those porta potties.
Uh huh.
And they weren't. They were attached. And there was this other guy in the parking lot. He was firing his dog from a cannon. Believe it or not, I don't know what was going on there, but his dog like hit one of the porta potties and it knocked like three of them over on top of your car.
Mm hmm.
So yep, that's what happened.
So I should actually look at my bumper or on the top of my car?
More like on the top, the trunk area. Just, you know, porta potties, they're plastic, but you might notice a smell because some of them emptied out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog died.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, because they fired it from across the parking lot. Like, I don't know what they were trying to do, but I don't think they expected a truck to be driving by with porta potties on top of it.
Mm-hmm,
and the dog just slammed into one of my porta potties and broke it. I'm more upset about the porta potty than the dog, honestly. But yeah, the dog's dead.
Wow. Did you call the cops or anything?
No, I don't want any trouble.
No. Well, you wouldn't have gotten any trouble.
Well, no, I've got three strikes.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, I'll go look today. Actually, at this point, no harm, no foul. I have PLPD on this vehicle anyway. I mean, what are they going to do? And you're right. You know, I was driving down 75, and I'm like, what the hell? Smells like shit. You know? So it may be in my car a little bit. It's no big deal, you know.
It may have seeped in.
Out. Yeah. I wouldn't, unless you really punctured something or, you know, I'll go look again later on today, but you know what? I really wouldn't sweat the small stuff. I'm so impressed that you even left a note.
Oh, more than anything. Of course, I have to leave a note. I'd be crazy not to.
You know, but so that explains some. I'm like, you know, I know I didn't have an accident, so I couldn't figure out what was going on. But now to be forewarned is to be forearmed, so I can go fix that real quick.
The fuck
I
that
mean,
means.
Anybody who's had kids or grandkids, we can clean that up, no problem.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I totally agree. But rest in peace, Scooter, the dog that died right behind. He landed on your car, but we got him off there.
Wow, too bad. And I miss it. I stand in front of the windows, you know, checking everybody out. But you know, I'm busy. I can't be watching everything.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
You know, okay, and my car was right in the front too.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So if there's any problems, you know, just give me a call back. I'll give you my insurance information. I felt bad because all these porta-potties fell on your car, like six of them.
Oh, dang. I didn't even see that. But I'll go check later on. You know, I'm not in any hurry. I'm not going to run out. I'm not going to, you know. I'll take my sweet time and go check it later when I'm off my shift. So
okay.
It's all good.
All right.
I appreciate you calling back, all right? I'll give you a call one way or the other. Don't even start the trouble.
You have a hell of a day.
You too. Talk to you later.
Don't curse me. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
I was going to yell at her for cursing at me, but I don't know. That didn't make any sense. I don't think I broke her faith in humanity. I sort of tried, but it just didn't work. But I guess we can blame Mont Sandwich for that, because that was his idea. Actually, that was two separate ideas from Mont Sandwich, but I just combined them. That's what I should start doing. I should just start combining two ideas from two different people. Because when I do that, we end up with hilarious things like a dog being shot out of a cannon and hitting a porta potty and dying. It doesn't get any funnier than that.
Well, hey there, Roy. I just want to let you know that I probably parked like a hobo. Let's see. Because I have two fucking kids that I have to get ready. I have to rush to work.
Excuses.
And then when I get to work, the last fucking second, I'm going to hurry and park. That gives you no right to hit my motherfucking car.
Wow.
God damn. And I work my ass off. I take care of these kids. I do everything for myself.
She sounds so stressed out.
And some dumbass motherfucker is going to leave me a piece of shit note on my fucking car. God, I really feel sorry for you.
Now that
I have your number and your name, I really feel sorry for you.
Oh, threats.
Bye.
I just thought she felt sorry for me because I'm a shitty person who left a terrible note. But nope, that was a threat. And it looks like she left a message just 5 minutes before that message.
Hey, motherfucker, don't be fucking hitting my car or leaving stupid-ass fucking notes on my car, piece of shit.
And yep, those were the only two messages. Let's hope that she answers. She sounds like so much fun.
This person cannot be reached at the moment.
I've called her a bunch of times. She's not picking up. I guess I'll leave her a message because I really want to talk to this lady.
This person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
Hey there, this is Roy. I left a note on your car and I got your message, but you're not picking up. So if you want to give me a call back, it's 401-526-3769. Okay, bye. There we go. That's too bad. I really wish she'd picked up. Maybe she'll call me before I quit doing this for today.
Roy, this is Bruce, and my fiance owns the yellow Volkswagen on Paris, and we got your note, and I just was calling you back about it. So please call us back at this number, which is 816. Thank you.
All right. He seems like a nice guy.
Hello.
Hi, I think Bruce left a message for me. I left a note on your car the other day.
Yeah.
Yep, that was me.
Okay, do you live in the neighborhood, or?
Yeah, I do. I was just, I'm a scientist here, and I borrowed your car. I turned it into a particle accelerator, and I fired it a few times, and I just thought the electrons smashing everywhere might have dinged it a little bit.
What?
I turned your car into a particle accelerator, and I was smashing...
What in the world does that mean?
I was smashing electrons in your car. I'm a scientist. I was trying to find the Higgs boson.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. I didn't find it. I tried, but I didn't find it. But I just turned your car into a particle accelerator, and I was just smashing things in your car. Electrons and stuff. So, sorry about that.
Are you gonna... But I'll have Bruce call you back.
Okay. Was there any damage, or is it okay?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't understand what you're saying, so.
Oh, yeah. He'll
understand.
I mean,
I work at a hospital, so I'm the only scientist that goes smashing electrons at people's cars, so. Where are you a scientist at?
Oh, just, on my own. Kind of a freelance scientist. And your car, you know, it's the perfect shape. For, to turn into a particle accelerator and smash electrons with. But I guess
okay,
not...
Okay, well, not, I don't know.
Not perfect enough, because I didn't find the Higgs boson.
All right, okay. I'll talk at you later.
You You're will? Or is Bruce going to call me? Or what?
Bye.
Can I get Bruce's number, maybe? Oh. Sorry, Mr. Krabs, your idea didn't work out too well. But I'll put a note on this one just in case they call me back, so I know what to say to Bruce if he calls me. You know what? I think that is going to be the last call of the show. I was kind of hoping to have something really amazing for the very end, but I'm not having much luck reaching anyone now. Hopefully I'll have better luck tomorrow, or whenever I do a show next. So let's listen to a few voicemails, see what you guys have to say today.
Hey again, Brad. I already left a voicemail, so if you just want to ignore this one and let it go into the voice.
You don't have to tell me you left a voicemail before. That's what everyone does. That's how it works. Durr.
Fine, too.
God.
Anyway, I have more insightful things to say this time.
I don't even remember your last voicemail. Quit referencing it.
I was looking at some of your old pages.
God.
And I really want to...
Really enraging me.
Even though there really aren't any payphones around. But then I read somewhere else... Some
triggering me.
...some fundamental line, like... Wherever there's a phone network, there can still be freakers. So I haven't given up hope yet. So if you just want to say a few little anecdotes about modern-day freaking, it's even still possible. Like, I've seen payphones around.
It's totally impossible.
Try out some of these, like, anarchist cookbooks, freaking boxing recipes, or is that just a time gone by?
Yeah.
Anyway, still like the show. And here's hoping that this doesn't go into the abyss and get active.
Yeah, all the boxing stuff, it's pretty much useless these days. Like, you can still red box if you try hard enough, but it's pointless. If you want to play around with blue boxes, I think there's projectmf.org. It's like an asterisk thing that you can dial into, and you can blue box on there. So it's not illegal anymore, and you can't do as cool of things as you used to be able to. But all that old stuff, it's either pointless or it just doesn't work anymore. But there's still plenty of other new things to do. There's always going to be phones around of some sort. So I'm sure if you want to do something, you can probably figure out how to do it.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico. Mm. I was just calling to let you know I left some notes around my little town here. If you get a call from 613, the area code 613, chances are it'll probably be one of my notes. I have told them that you are on vacation and you wanted to clear this up before you went home, so that might be something that would be useful to you when you're making the calls back to these people.
Awesome.
Anyways,
thanks.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks, Miko. I know I've gotten some from that state, but I don't remember if they were 613 or not.
Hey, Roy, over... Today and tomorrow, I'm going to be leaving about 200 cards and notes in the 402 area. I just thought I'd let you know.
Okay.
And then once I get done doing that, I'm going to call in on the carding line and pretend to be a customer. Or not a customer, a carding victim.
Yep, I actually noticed you doing that. Nice try.
A Frankie. So good luck finding my number.
Oh, it was easy, because you called last year. Most of the carding victims, they don't call 2 years in a row. So it's pretty easy to spot. Thanks for leaving all the notes. And, you know, fuck you for complicating things for me, making me suspicious of every other call that comes in.
Hey, Roy. Listen, man, I tried to listen to some of those other shows that you sometimes mention during your show.
Yep.
And
hate them, right? You hate them? Is that what you're going to say?
Nothing. I don't even know why these guys are even doing their stuff, because they're so annoying and unprofessional and this and that and stupid and long drawn out. You got the perfect show, man. You got the perfect voice.
Aww.
Keep up the excellent work.
Yeah, I only advertise those other shows so that I look better, you know? That's why I do it. You think I really care about other prank shows? Nah, really, you just have to listen. You have to get to know them. You like my show because you know me. Remember there was a voicemail either on the last show or maybe the show before, where the guy's like, you know, I've always been talking shit about XYZ, and I finally gave him a chance, and you know what? He's pretty funny. One thing I can guarantee you guys is that I'm not mentioning shows that suck too often. If I don't like their show, then I'm probably just not going to mention them. But I actually like XYZ and Neon and Dwight and Carlito, and I guess sometimes even Ipoke Smot, and occasionally Laugh Track Matt and Zax, they're okay. And all of these people, they're definitely different styles of pranksters, but they're all pretty good. And the reason I listen to them and promote them is because I enjoy their stuff. They're definitely not the same as this show, but they're still pretty fun to listen to, so you should give it a try sometime. Maybe if you can just suffer through two or three horrible pranks, you'll get to that one prank that is just amazing. Sometimes it takes a while to get there. I mean, I've been through so many shitty pranks today, and I just cut them out of the podcast. So the good calls in my show, they're just an illusion. I'm cutting out all the crappy stuff.
Hey, Brad, Engrim here. Where can I find Sloth's shows? Thanks.
Speaking of crappy shows, I have no idea where you can find Sloth's show. I just went to prankcallnation.com, and there's a section there for him, but when I go to his show, like when I try to look at the RSS feed or anything else, there doesn't seem to be anything there. One of the links takes me to a 404, so I really have no idea where to find Sloth's show. Maybe it's just gone forever. I think I have it on my hard drive, like all the past episodes, or at least a lot of them.
because I collect stuff like that. So it's possible it could be on the prank call torrent, which is located at phonelosers.org/torrent. But I don't know if I released a new torrent after I collected all of the archives of shows on Prank Call Nation. So you might give that a try, but if not, then I don't know. I'll put it up there someday. Or maybe Sloth can stop being lazy and just put his own shows up on YouTube or somewhere else. God damn it, Sloth. All right, one more voicemail, then we need to quit. So this better be good.
Jasper Flax.
Hey, Jasper Flax.
You're doing some good stuff this month with Ding Chamber. You gotta do one more of those epic Rube Goldberg-type pranks, man.
I know.
Like, you know, random stuff.
Maybe I'll try and write one of those out this weekend to do next week. Because it's really hard to come up with that stuff just on the fly, you know? It sounds like I'm full of shit when I'm just trying to make it up as I go along.
Or pizza guy comes to the door, you threw Hershey syrup in his face, he got so snarly, threw the pizza in the air, it struck a bird, that shit, and the shit landed in a place that was high.
I should be writing this down.
He flew off, and his bike kept going, and then the bike ran into an old lady whose walker ran into the car and dinged it, or some bullshit like that, man.
Yep.
All right, man, keep it up.
That's what I need to do. I will seriously try to write some of those out this weekend. Or if anyone wants to do that for me in the comments on phonelosers.org, that would be nice of you. Try to come up with, I don't know, 20 or so steps that led to you dinging their car. You know, kind of a series of unfortunate events. You might say, hey, before we get going, I have set up a new store for PLA shirts. It's located at tpublic.com/phonelosers. Tpublic is like T-E-E and then public /phonelosers. And I've only put a few shirts on it, I think maybe 3 or 4, but I'll probably put more on there once I'm convinced that their quality doesn't suck. I'm sure they're just as good as the old Spreadshirt store. I just wanted to give something else a try. This new store, it has quite a few advantages over Spreadshirt. By the way, there's a Spreadshirt, phonelosers.spreadshirt.com, if you want to get shirts there. I'm not going to take that one down. But over the years, I've gotten a lot of complaints from fat people that our Spreadshirt store doesn't carry anything larger than an XXL. So this change is good news for fat people, because TeePublic, it goes all the way to 5XL, and you can order different styles of shirts, like V-necks and hoodies and girl shirts and wife beaters, and there's even coffee mugs and phone cases and notebooks. Like, seriously, you can get a paper notebook with PLA stuff on the front cover. Like, you can get a notebook that says Obey the Cactus, or has the PLA logo, or whatever. I kind of want that. I want to see what those are like, so I think I'm going to order one of those soon. And I just set this all up last night, and apparently there is a 30% off sale for the first few days that the shirt's out. And I don't know how all that works. I just know it's cheaper the first few days, even though it's more expensive than Spreadshirt overall. I think I could be wrong about that. But if you want to give it a try, if you want the Obey the Cactus printed on a brand new shirt, visit tpublic.com/phonelosers. Oh, speaking of the Obey the Cactus shirt, let me tell you just one more cool thing about TeePublic compared to Spreadshirt.com. I can actually use the word Obey in my product title and description. Like, I don't know why, but on Spreadshirt.com, they would not let me use the word Obey in the title or in the description. I could sell a shirt that says Obey the Cactus, but I could not use the words Obey. I had to misspell it for me to be able to put it up there. It was really stupid. They actually banned the word Obey. I want to know the story behind that. But TeePublic, they're okay with the word Obey, so I think that automatically makes them the better company. All right, I need to get out of here so I can hurry up and edit this show together and hopefully get it out by the end of today. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Trucker Stan, for sponsoring the show today. If you want to help support the show, please go to phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. $5 a month gets you secret shows and videos for the live shows. And I forget what else. I don't even know anymore. I really need to come up with something better to entice people with. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next time. Yo, this is serious. I'm getting near to this. Can crack some ribs. Don't even try to get me pissed. We're dangerous. Hit you in the ear with this. Bust your lips. Jibber jabber, get you killed with us. But we keep rolling, cause in the hood, we gotta keep the pins falling. Strike calling, we got it all. Our own shoes and bowling balls. But we keep it real, cause we came from the ghetto. Now if you don't mind, I'd like to say hello to the homies in my league. Beat Face and Easy D, Dr. P and Johnny B. We keep rolling, cause we don't have time for rolling. Shady fuckers always trying to put the hole in. So who you wanna roll with? You know me. It's the motherfucking homies that I roll with.
gotta keep rolling, keeping balls rolling, rolling down the ghetto. Gotta keep rolling, keeping balls rolling, rolling down the ghetto.
Shining up my bowling ball with my bowling towel. Y'all, I got a 7-10 split. Smile when those pins fall. The Hall of Fame is where I got my name. 300 game, I ain't playing. Name displaying next to the turkeys, heard me. I'm bowling with the shorties, telling all the kids about my bowling stories. I'm making a killing like I'm Jason Voorhees. Hustling a blow, watch me go to the tourneys. Take it to the top, stop, drop, and roll. Cause your game's on fire, you know how I bowl. And I roll when I see the granny style roll. You started as a noob, but I started as a pro. So show me what you're working with. I see you shake your bowling hips. You're making all my homies sitting, quipping on the bumper blimps. Need a bunch of bowling tips. Y'all a bunch of bowling wimps. Y'all a bunch of bowling get to be a bunch of bowling pimps.
Gotta keep bowling, keep them balls rolling, rolling down the ghetto. Gotta keep rolling, keep them balls rolling, rolling down the ghetto.
Gotta check the list before I bowl tonight. Drink a picture of beer and get into a fist fight. One of my teeth is missing and my mouth's a bloody sight. But I got my lucky bowling socks, so my shoes will fit tight. Step up to the lane, I can hear my fans screaming. Tears rolling from my eyes, I must be dreaming. My sequin glitters and my sweat is gleaming. Got my hands together tight, to my God I am pleading. This is my time to shine, got glitter on my skin. Don't wanna mess with my balls unless you're a pin. Cause in a pool of blood I'll be standing with a grin. Bitch, I got 3 strikes in a row, I'm here to win. Like a pimp and his hoe, I will put you in your place. I get hot like rocket ship, taking off in outer space. And when I win, it's like a pimp slap in the face. Cause I'm a bowling pimp like every single day.
Gotta keep bowling, keep them balls rolling, rolling down the ghetto. Gotta keep bowling, keep them balls rolling, gotta keep rolling, keep the balls rolling, rolling down the ghetto. Gotta keep rolling, keep the balls rolling, rolling down the ghetto.
Call me an EMF.
No, I said motherfucker.